The Singularity Explained. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. You think computers are powerful today? Just wait a few years. Exponential advances in computing power and biological science will result in the merging of humans and machines in this century, according to renowned inventor and futurist Ray Kurzweil. This theoretical point in time when computers gain a kind of super intelligence and we humans incorporate remarkable computing power into our own bodies is known as the technological singularity. Kurzweil will explain his ideas in a film, The Singularity Is Near, which should be released before the end of the year. To learn more about The Singularity, I called up Patrick Tucker, senior editor of The Futurist magazine.
Technological acceleration progresses at a rate that isn't just one breakthrough leads to another. It's more like one leads to five, leads to 25, leads to 125. And so this gentle curve upwards seems like a fairly steady increase until you get to kind of the elbow of the curve where the levels of multiplication just become absurd and then technological process almost shoots up like a rocket.
And how far away does Kurzweil say we are from this elbow where technological acceleration sort of goes nuts?
I think that he might say that we're very close to the elbow. He says that the date for the singularity to occur is around 2030. It's the moment when human civilization becomes radically more intelligent. And all of this leads to radically increased longevity, the human body, because of genomic enhancements, because of personalized genomic medicine, will live for 300 years. And then after that, we upload our neural network into some sort of computer entity, and we exist in sort of a virtual reality setting or in a real-world setting by projecting our neural network onto self-assembled robots that are made out of molecularly engineered self-assembling components. And it becomes all of a sudden possible around 2030, and that's the singularity.
And Kurzweil says machine and human intelligence will merge in such a way that you won't really be able to tell the difference between a real being and a virtual being, right?
Right. He sees within the next 30 years, we'll begin to first accommodate a lot more device functioning, computer functioning into our own biological systems. So that's sort of the first step. And then after that, we're going to enhance the thinking ability of our 100 billion neurons through technology. The computer systems that we've created will be able to create new ones that are patterned more directly after the human brain. So we'll be able to recreate the human brain with software and with electronic circuitry, and this will present us with an artificially intelligent entity that can reason, feel, perform on the level with humanity, but because it's relying on electronic circuits and bits and engineered pieces as opposed to kind of squishy chemicals and, neurotransmitters and like flesh tissue, it's going to be radically more efficient as it grows radically more and more intelligent. All human brains, organic human brains combined, won't be able to equal the thought processing power of this artificially intelligent entity.
Patrick Tucker of The Futurist magazine. More of our conversation tomorrow. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.